Hey, y'all, so I have Charlie Crockett here. So what does it mean to be playing at Stagecoach?
Oh, well, it means a whole lot of driving to get here, I guess.
Was it fun, even though you were, so you're the first act today, right? In the Palomino Stage?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah, actually, no, they had us play outside the festival.
Oh, they did?
No, I'm just joking.
So how long have you been doing music for?
Well, I mean, I've been playing and traveling for a long time, you know, more than half my life. So I guess I hoboed around for 12 years or so. And then I've been touring around kind of on this national circuit the last 3 years or so. But I've been at it over half my life. It's the only thing I do. Yeah.
Who are your inspirations?
I could go on and on and on, but I mean, Hank Williams and George Jones, Lightnin' Hopkins, Loretta Lynn, Wendy Renee, and a lot of other stuff. But I really like heritage music. I like roots music of any genre. So if it's blues or country, I like a lot of traditional stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you always grown up around music, or did you just kind of get involved in it on your own?
Oh man, it's about circumstances in life, you know. Cards you dealt have a lot to do with how you turn out and what roads you end up walking down. And I guess the circumstance of my life led me to this. And I'm from way down in South Texas, a rural area down there that nobody knows it's even there unless you actually from there. And then people, even in Texas, they don't know it's there. You know, that South Texas to a lot of people, even in Texas, I think Houston is as south as you get, but there's a few hundred miles below that. That's where I'm from, down at the bottom before you get to Mexico. And anyway, so I kind of was raised early down there in the rural area, but also on the Gulf Coast. And so I really just, I started singing really young with my mama, and then I didn't start playing a guitar until I was probably about 17. She got me an old Hohner guitar out of a pawn shop. And I really just kind of started hitchhiking and traveling basically right after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, you said that you've been on the road most of your life. Is it hard always being on the road?
Yeah, of course it is. You know, it is, you know, but it's the same thing as, it's like being stuck in one place, you know, that's a challenge too. And I've just never been able to do that. I've always been on the move. So like whether it was riding freight or just hitchhiking on the highway or walking. And then I played in subway cars in New York City. I played in street bands in New Orleans. I mean, I've hitchhiked in overseas and all kinds of places. And it's really not that different than what I do now. I have more, a bigger team. It costs more to do it, you know, because you got to have the bus and all that. But for somebody like me that spent so much time playing on street corners and just for tips, no matter how much the politics and all, like Stagecoach is this huge place. I have no concept of how big this place even is because we're just kind of in the back of these stages. Yeah. And, you know, we don't see that much. But as much as all those bells and whistles on a festival like this can present themselves with, it's still the simple fact of I'm standing behind my guitar and I'm trying to please that audience and get paid.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's all I've been trying to do, you know, and I'm just grateful that I have some little slice for myself, people that want to hear what I do as opposed to all these other talented folks, you know.
Right. Well, I love your music, and where do you get all the inspiration to write your music?
Oh, because, like I said, like, it's all about the road that you're on, you know, and you can't hide who you are when you start singing. Right. And even if, no matter what it is, even if you're playing somebody else's song, people understand you through the way that you sing, you know. So right. It's like, if you can talk, you have a voice, you can sing. It's just about whether or not you've been, I see it as whether or not, you know, folks decide to dedicate themselves to it. But like I say, it comes down to, you know, for me, hard living, or like, you know, feeling like you know, I was surrounded in darkness, and so I started traveling to change that. And that's been the only thing that's ever worked for me.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you too, Mama. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Do it again sometime.